was just over there looking at service issues, you know, basically signing off on the paint quality, which was looking beautiful. The collection vault itself, the downstairs collection vault, is enormous. It's three times bigger than what we have currently, and the walls are going to be a bright white, and the floor is going to be a soft gray, and then all new cabinet work in there. It's going to be the finest collection facility north of Seattle anywhere.
You sound pretty eager.
I'd really, it's going to be so nice for us to get to the next phase of this project, to where we're relocating collection, because the staff has been working immensely hard, nonstop, since last fall. And for us to get the collections relocated means we're going to be moving into the next phases. Final decommissioning of this structure, they'll move in with the asbestos abatement program, then the demolition crews will come in, the current building will be removed, and then they'll move forward with the construction of the rest of the structure so that we can keep on target for our opening date.
This Friday is the last day in, what, the 40-year history of this building?
A little bit more than 40. It was commissioned in 67 and opened in 68. So 40, what does that make it, 47 years? When the building first was commissioned, it was in one location. Then there was a fire, it was relocated, then it came here, and now we're going to go to the new building. So it's a continuance. The physical structure of the building doesn't encapsulate the spirit and necessity of collecting and preserving history. It's just a place to do it. And as time moves forward, the buildings need to change because they wear out. But the obligation doesn't change. It still has to be there, and it has to be preserved and collected in the best possible fashion that we can muster for the day. So we're part of a very long list of people who are charged with the care and preservation of this material. And we're making the decisions based on that and then putting forward a building and a system for the next group that comes forward to take that work over. There is no beginning. There is no end, really. It's just a constant. And we're very lucky to have a political system that sees the value in that, is willing to put this investment into this for the long term. That's many, many states don't have that kind of support, and we do, and it's really valuable.
Still, even though the State Museum and the whole organization and the people and the collections are much more than the building, is there a little bit of, I guess, bittersweetness in the actual structure eventually being closed down?
You know, I would think that would be a personal call for whoever was involved. Myself, I've been affiliated with this institution since 74. My first job out of college for 6 months was here, and then I went off and started my own company, and they were clients for a long time. And coming back for this transition, I find it tremendously stimulating and exciting. But then again, my business was the development of new facilities. So I am positive there are some people who will find it bittersweet. I myself am just incredibly excited about the potential for community service and statewide collection preservation the new building's going to provide.
Any trepidation, though, on the part of yourself and also your colleagues and your supervisors and the administration about that other $37 million still hanging out there for completion of the facility?
Well, the governor's budget came forward in December with $15. If that moves forward in the legislature, then our remaining need would be $22.215. I think you see great understanding of the value of the project. We've had lots of dialogue on the Hill. We've got a lot of support. We're optimistic it's going to move forward. We can only just do what we do and see where it happens, but I'm feeling like we've got the support. The administration has been really, really supportive. We have been remarked a number of times there's been really no detractors to the project. People recognize the need. We've got a statewide constituency that we serve, and they've been really supportive of pushing their agenda in support of this institution in the development of a new building from a statewide perspective, and that's helped tremendously. It's not a Juneau project. It is a statewide asset, and our service base is statewide.